VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has this look at what Landmark College in Putney is doing to help people with learning disabilities find meaningful employment after graduation.
The semester is over at Landmark College, and Sam Kozlowski is moving out of his dorm.
This thing is heavy. Sorry.
Landmark College helps students with learning difficulties navigate college and life beyond. And Kozlowski says he knew from an early age that he'd need extra help to make it through school.
When I was in elementary school, I barely passed a cutting test. I think I actually failed it, which, you know, when they test your hand-eye coordination by giving you a pair of scissors and a bunch of shapes and paper and telling you to cut them. So early intervention is like the only reason I went from being a probably textbook basket case to actually being a semi-functional human being.
An early diagnosis of ADD, ADHD, and a pervasive developmental disorder meant Kozlowski got the support to make it through high school. But he says for a very long time that learning disability label, or LD, was a reminder of all that he'd never be able to achieve out in the world.
I absolutely did not want to be classified as an LD kid. I hated the idea of having to be dependent on medication or dependent on this assistance at all. And for a long time, it really galled me as a person to have to deal with all that.
Kozlowski ended up at Landmark after attending a university in Massachusetts, where he had some health issues and missed a bunch of classes. He says having a learning disability made it hard to catch up on his studies. And over the past year, he took part in the Landmark internship program, working for the nearby Putney Conservation Commission. The work was meaningful, he says, and he'll be working this summer on a lake, making sure boaters are not transferring invasive species into the water. And as he packs up his dorm room and gets ready to leave Landmark, he says he's spending more time these days considering his options instead of lamenting opportunities that might be closed to him.
You shouldn't have to work a soulless job at like a McDonald's or something because you have an LD. You can for the summer, but you should never make it your be-all, end-all. There's always something that you can do somewhere. If you just have to push hard enough for it long enough.
Neurodiversity is a social movement right now. It's a social justice movement.
Jan Copeland heads the internship program at Landmark College. About 15 years ago, elementary school teachers around the country started seeing an increase in the number of kids with autism and ADHD. And Copeland says as that generation now gets through college and looks for jobs, they're focusing on what they can bring to the workforce.
Individuals are learning more about their learning differences and the strengths that those bring. Their mindset is changing from, I have this deficit that needs to be accommodated, to I have this strength that I can bring. So they're becoming more knowledgeable about how they learn and what they can do in the workforce.
Landmark College recently signed an agreement with DXC Technology, an international IT company that's been recruiting more people with learning difficulties into the high-tech industry. Landmark is the first school in the U.S. to establish itself as a neurodiversity hub for moving its students into the IT field. Michael Fieldhouse is with DXC, and he met with Landmark students and staff this month to talk about how businesses can make it easier for employees with learning differences to succeed.
Manager training and co-worker training is critical. And not just that saying it's autism awareness training, do people understand what can they can get from the employee assistance program? Do the managers have mental health training? Do people understand the difference between anxiety and autism?
Fieldhouse said the emerging focus on building a neurodiverse workforce comes at a time when many companies are having trouble filling positions in IT. The agreement with Landmark means graduates from the Windham County College could have access to companies such as Microsoft, SAP, and Ford. Kozlowski will be attending UVM in the fall. He'll focus on environmental science and says whatever job he ends up doing will hopefully take him outside and working with people. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Putney.
And this disclaimer, Landmark College is a VPR underwriter.